This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the New York Post, apparently there's a thing called the bathroom divorce. Have you heard of this?
No, but before you even tell me what it is, I think that I understand it, and it's probably a good thing.
Explain what you think it is.
Do you have one bathroom and I have another bathroom?
That is correct.
What I think that is a glorious idea.
Says Debbie Wiener.
Sorry, what? Which one does she use?
Wow! Yes, this story happens to be about the Wiener family.
The Wiener family, that is correct. She is a retired interior designer.
Like, this Wiener is going into the primary bathroom.
All right, we're good.
That Wiener can go over there.
Yes.
We're
although
good.
They're both the primary bathroom.
Would you not change your name? Let's just have that out for a second. How is it spelled?
Like Wiener.
Oh, sweetheart.
Wiener, a retired... Dang it, Dana, don't do this to me. Not right now. I'm having a great day.
Okay, go ahead. Debbie.
Miss W, a retired interior designer, decided last year that it was time to end the tyranny of the toilet, and she opted for a bathroom divorce from her husband. It's not unlike a sleep divorce, in which couples have their own dedicated spaces for sleeping to stay off each other's nerves. But with a bathroom divorce, other functions are at hand. Quoting here from Miss W, as you get older, your gastrointestinal needs change. My husband's gastrointestinal habits did not age well. One toilet wasn't cutting it. I wish I had proofread this story. I wish I had proofread the story. Ms. Wiener, who is 66, who doesn't poo-poo toilet talk, hated her bathroom ever since she and her husband, Jim Weinberger.
She kept her name, did she?
I would go with Weinberger.
I did not see that coming.
Which is German for mountain of wine. I would go with that over Wiener.
It was a big-ass boom.
They bought their house on Maryland's Eastern Shore. That was in 2011. Their two sons were teenagers. They lived miserably with a bathroom connected to the primary bedroom on the ground floor.
Oh, and on the ground floor, you know, you're also right there, you know, just a few short steps away from the living room and then the kitchen.
When duty calls, you got to go.
He's having gastrointestinal issues. And I'll tell you, the way that my former house was laid out, you know, if I was trying to get ready for work and somebody else was in there, I like the idea of having the two separate bathrooms. Now you've got to figure out who gets the convenient restroom right there off the bed and who are you making go down the hall. But if he needs some eyes or vape to keep the GA going slower, I think he's got to go down the hall.
GA is an eye condition.
Help walk it out.
Told me to play that song, and I was like, that has nothing to do with going number two.
Eye survey is for an eye condition, not a butt condition.
Well, it sounds like it is.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It holds a lot of dung.
T and I use separate bathrooms.
I don't. Why is this a new thing? I think it's a great idea.
I love it.
Now, when you are constructing a house, do you construct two?
Well, so that's what this is. Is it's one mass primary bathroom, and they have all of the shared stuff. The sink, the shower, the whole nine in the middle, and on either side where there would be kind of closet space.
Dueling toilets,
they've
like
got
dueling banjos.
Separate toilet rooms.
So T uses the master. I refuse to say primary. I'm just not going to do it. T uses the master bathroom to get ready every morning. But I shower in the basement. She showers on the second floor.
Yeah.
And I like it because I can turn the shower on, get the steam going. It's like being in my own little sauna while I'm getting ready.
I am a jet tubber / scalding hot bath taker.
Okay.
And MP is a showerer. And so I often use the other bathroom because the large tub is in the other bathroom.
Do you?
And it just works out better that way.
Do you doo-doo in separate bathrooms?
No. There's a door to the toilet, which I like. The old master bedroom bathroom, like, there was no door where our toilet was. It was just toilet, tub, sink, shower, all in one big room.
See, because
like a smorgasbord of options in one room. I think the most of the newer homes, and certainly the apartment where we live, everything has a door so that you've got your own space if I'm in the shower, like whatever. And that's really the way to go.
I go to the guest bathroom when I have to go read the constitutional.
Right. So, and I'm trying not to be blue, but I'll just say this and then we'll move on. Maybe take a call if people have had a bathroom divorce from their wife or husband. I like the idea that I have never experienced that she has natural odors.
Because you keep what you're doing over there, and I'll keep what I'm doing over here, so, and we will be happy.
If I have to take care of nature's orders, I will go find the farthest bathroom from wherever we are to go take care of that business.
I feel like if with couples, Scott, and we'll take a call on this when we come back, it's either one or the other. You are on the far end of separate wings, and that is completely separated, or you like to share in all of the things.
I don't like to share in all the things.
Huh?
By the way, the text line is demanding that you write a commercial for the toilet divorce. It's already been written, apparently.
One special someone, and you never want to be apart. You dine together. You play together. You sleep together. You even bathe together. So why not share the most intimate moment of them all with the Love Toilet? Exquisitely designed, handcrafted of the finest porcelain, with flush assembly and float bowl, imported from France, the nation of love, the Love Toilet. From Miami, the toilet people.
913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Park.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Omacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.